air, sort of. We have the thing going. So.
What do you guys want your nicknames to be for today? This is your regular host, DJ Rybands and the Aviator, with two special guests today. Something about sunglasses. We have Joe.
can you come and log into Spotify?
Yes.
Unless we plan on talking the whole time.
See?
Aiden, what was your show name before?
Mine was... Oh, I can't even remember.
Nice.
Mine was Gear Grinders.
Go up to that.
Originally, it was Cranberry Juice Cocktail freshman year.
Really?
Allie Rosen.
Oh, you did it. Well, you can be Cranberry Juice Cocktail today. It has nothing to do with sunglasses.
Sure. See, the issue is that Brandon took the Aviator, and Aiden the Aviator would have worked great.
That
exactly.
Been good, yeah.
It's called Bad AIDS.
Whoa.
Bad actually, AIDS. Fun fact, kids, we're alive.
What was your...
Were we not alive before?
So, no, but see, there's no delay.
Oh, why not?
All right, so no, apparently today we have Sunglasses After Classes with your usual host, DJ Rybands and the Aviator, with co-host Mixed Drinks, Aiden, the Cranberry Juice Cocktail, Sheehan, and Joe, Tequila Sunrise, Sensi.
I'll take Tequila Sunrise. It's not a bad one.
And
I'm more of a strawberry daiquiri kind of guy, but I'll take it.
Really?
Oh my god, they're fantastic.
I haven't had strawberry
daiquiris. They're very good.
We do have to make mixed drinks one of these days, especially when it gets warm out, the golf season's over, and we just kind of sit around all day. Oh my god.
Blender?
Do you
have a blender?
Microphone? I don't know. I don't really know. But
do you have a blender?
No. Oh wait, yes I do actually. Yeah, I do.
Word.
I have a ton of random stuff in the house that usually comes in handy at some point, but I forget that I have it. Not bringing down to it. But yeah, I say let's play a song real quick, Brandon, just to kind of get us started here, then we can recoup and
Alright, what kind of music are you feeling?
Give me a
moment. Oh, actually?
Okay. I was gonna suggest Matoma.
What song?
Here we go. I think it's this one.
I've been listening to a lot of Matoma recently.
Oh yeah, your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me cause I'm impossible. There is nothing I can do, and when danger calls, just know that I am on my way.
Just
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. No one else is talking.
Definitely like a quick stroke on the radio. So we were just having a brief discussion that definitely could merit a caller if anybody's listening. There might be one person, actually, who was questioning how long we're going to be on the air for. But we were just debating which of the live-action Scooby-Doo movies are actually good. Now, I think that Spooky
None
is kind of weird. Especially...
What was the second one? Oh, the monster, the...
Or They Come Alive.
Yeah.
The, like, guy buys all the costumes.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one.
That one's pretty good. I think that one's kind of cool.
Is it actually good, or is it just the fact that it's Scooby-Doo?
It's just the fact that it's Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
It was
cool. I mean, yeah, it's not a quality film,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's my debate.
And the... You know, actually, the graphics...
Okay, wait a minute. But what children's movie is, like, top-of-the-line quality outside of, like, Disney and DreamWorks?
Okay, well, that just takes away every...
SpongeBob SquarePants movie, the first one, was amazing. I've watched it 10 times.
The Sandlot?
Sandlot is...
I've never seen The Sandlot.
Sandlot, as a baseball player, Sandlot is nothing crazy. It's just that it is a baseball film.
Yeah. There's some good lines in that one, too.
I mean, if we're going to say Sandlot, we got to say Mighty Ducks.
I've not seen that movie, but I will.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh,
yeah.
Air Bud.
Air Bud.
I've never seen any of the Air Bud shows.
I've seen them, but I don't.
Aiden, have you, as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, have you seen Invincible?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine, Brandon. I have not seen it, Aiden.
I have seen it.
I had no clue. He sent me this random Instagram post about some
Vince Papaldi's junior son. Was
that's
playing
the guy
Udell.
That's the guy who was the walk-on, right? He tried out?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the Eagles.
Didn't realize this was a big deal. I just got
as an Eagles fan, this is
a huge deal because they opened up to like open tryouts because they were that shitty.
Yeah.
Okay. The Eagles are not that bad, actually.
I think it's, well, no, not back. This is a long time ago. This is like the 80s.
Yeah, I was like,
no.
Oh, when his dad was.
Yeah.
When the helmets were like still like leather caps.
Yeah. And the shoulder pads were matte. Well, actually, I guess back then they
did. Everyone wore hay bales and stuffed their shoulder pads with hay.
I did, I like watching, like, classic college football. Every once in a while on ESPN, you show, like, a game from 2002 when they used to wear massive...
Yeah, those... Pads. Yeah.
Okay.
The shoulder pads would come halfway up your helmet.
He played in the 70s.
There you go.
Okay.
So...
Well, he waited a long time as a kid, then.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was still pretty young at that point. He was only in his, like, 20s then.
20. He's 73 right now.
Let's say he turned 25 in, like... 1980.
Well, he's 73 right now. So if his son's about to play...
25. Not even.
Yeah, then, wow.
Yeah,
it's because he's invincible.
Yeah, it's because he's invincible.
That's actually really crazy. Brandon, go on his Wikipedia page, see how many kids he has. See if this is his youngest.
Ryan, what microphone do you have? You're coming in really quiet.
He's sitting really far away.
Yeah, sorry.
We can just move the microphone
Joe and I were
closer.
Joe and I were pretty much touching cheeks.
There you go.
Okay, what did you want to know? Whoa! This dude's just like an all-around athlete.
That's why he walked on into the NFL.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean...
He played two seasons, 74 to 75 and 76 to 79. So I guess he took a year off in between or something. Pole vault his sophomore year of high school, he won something with 14 feet 3 inches, which is pretty for
that's pretty good
sophomore
for high
school.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Plus, that's the 70s when they probably literally carved the poles.
Oh, yeah. Senior year, he went with a height of 15 feet 1 3/4 inches.
Damn, that's pretty good.
That's
I don't know.
Is that not allowed?
I don't know.
No, you can say that.
Okay.
Gotta watch myself here.
Yeah. That's two. We're not gonna have it.
Can you say that? F-bomb? Can you just say F-bomb?
Yeah.
You can say F-bomb.
Alright. F-bomb.
Alright.
Well, it was a pleasure being a former host of Sunglasses After Classes. A good year and a half.
What?
He's saying because
it's over now.
Because you're gone. Yeah, thanks to all of our continued supporters.
Considering one of them is in the room.
One of our regulars is in the room.
Yeah.
Joe, Tequila Sunrise, since he has called in multiple times this semester, really been keeping us afloat, honestly, between you and Matt.
Yeah. and
it gets the food on the table.
Yeah,
getting the show going for them.
Our sponsors weren't really very happy with the fact that when we would read their ads, literally nobody would listen.
That is true.
Yeah. We've been trying to get sponsored. Shaq called me yesterday. He said Icy Hot is looking to put their name in the mix.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It should just be Icy because we're such a freaking cold show.
Well, it's because it's so hot down here that we're just going to start with Icy Hot
pads. And our show is ice, and our show is ice cold in terms of ratings, so therefore Icy Hot works perfectly.
Yeah, it fits.
If the glove fits.
Do you guys do these?
We started to, actually. You want to read one? Do a little PSA?
Yeah,
you want to rank them?
I got to find a good one first.
Let's rank them. Do these organizations even exist anymore?
Yeah.
All right, we should do one of these. We got to act it out. There's two people.
Okay.
Okay.
Please.
There's three people, actually.
All right, I'll be the third person.
Well, we only have one.
What are the roles? What are the roles?
Dad 2, Dad 1, and Kid 1.
I definitely want to be Dad 2.
I was going to say Dad 2, but I'll be Dad 1. Aiden,
Dad 2
looks
is
like
top tier.
Your kid.
All right, you guys can hold the paper. I have one line.
Okay, hold on. Where does Dad 2 start?
Hey, you guys can bring it over there.
It starts with Dad 2?
Yeah,
why would it just be Dad 1?
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good point.
All right. So, first of all, let's set the scene here. We're outdoors, and there's some sounds. There's some birds chirping. So, Brandon, you want to do some birds chirping in the microphone?
You can be the bird.
Okay, good.
There's also meat sizzling on the grill.
Yeah, there's a sound of meat sizzling on the grill. Wish we had Adam here. But anyway, so here comes in Dad 2, me. Russ, serve up those burgers. They look done.
Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by the color of the meat.
Is that a meat thermometer? It looks like my kid's video game.
It's digital, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology.
You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
Good point.
Dad, is it done yet?
Sure is, sonny boy. Perfectly cooked, perfectly safe.
Announcer, Brandon? At the bottom there.
You can't tell by looking. Use a food thermometer to be sure. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
Is that an actual website?
Can we go on that real quick?
Definitely. Oh, Maddie liked our message. She might be tuning in.
Mm.
Hold on. Oh, these are all for the meat thermometer.
Yep.
Why is it always two dads?
Because you're grilling. It's dad. Like, you have a bunch of people over. There's dad one, dad two.
These are
the only people that stand around the grill is dads.
These are really sad ads.
And one kid says, "Dad, we're starved." What did they say, "Dad, I'm starving"? Like, what 8-year-old kid refers?
They've been starved for a long time.
I don't think any 8-year-old knows that. What's he taking the SAT next year?
That one's pretty good.
Which one? Federal Bank Thrift and Credit Union. All caps. I like it. 60 seconds PSA.
Or you want to talk about some hepatitis?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one to follow up meat thermometer.
Oh my goodness. Anti-vaxxers.
Anti-vaxxers.
Did I guys tell you? I'm actually, I was a under-the-radar anti-vaxxer. I thought I had my meningitis B shot. I went back, checked my shot records. Turns out I had the first one, but I didn't have the second one.
Yeah, I too did not have the second one, but...
I went back and got it now.
Did you get
it?
My insurance wouldn't pay for it at the school. I had to go to my regular doctor to get it, and I haven't done it yet, but I will at some point.
What was that other shot they were trying to get us to...
That's the meningitis part B.
Oh.
That was the one I was talking about.
But the thing is, and I was actually found this out, is there's actually two vaccinations that qualify for it. So, like, they were offering one here that I don't have, so I thought I had to take it, but my pediatrician doctor back home gave me the other one that also qualifies, so therefore I was vaccinated.
Yeah, there's actually two like brands that do it. There's one that's a one shot series and another one that's a two shot series.
I think I got the one shot.
It's hot in here.
It is sweating in here.
It's definitely a little moist.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they don't have cameras in here.
Well, they did.
Thank God for the radio, huh?
Ryan has a body for radio.
That's a good compliment at a bar. You go up to some girl, hey, you got quite your body for radio.
Yeah, a real radio bot.
I don't know how well that would go.
Yeah.
Well, we should have a on the go segment where, like, actually, there's one of the other guys on the golf team had a show freshman year where one of his people would go around and, like,
interview drunk kids on the street on the weekends and then like record the conversations, and they would bring it, and he would ask them like really tough questions, and they would bring it in, and that was their content for their show.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah, put a lot of prep work into it.
It's just so sad.
Have you ever seen jaywalking? Like, he'll ask like trivia questions to people on the street.
Who?
And Jay Leno back in the day. He used to do that. And then Jimmy Kimmel started doing it, where one of the ones he did was...
They have some pretty good videos of people.
He gave him a whole map and like of the world and said, point to a country and name it. Any country. And then everyone would point to Africa and be like, Africa. Like, okay, no, that's a continent.
That has to be just saving the ones that are bad.
I mean, they obviously, they're saving the ones that are good content.
So much when they make those videos. Because always... You want to see if people get the right answer. Like, oh, that's a lot of fun.
Right, like, what? Especially if you're walking around the U.S., who wouldn't point to the U.S. and say, United States?
Truth.
I also like that's the boring one where they, like, asked where North Korea was. And people would point to, like, Australia. Like, Brazil.
You think they pay them to do that? Or, like, did they actually spend, like, hours waiting to find that one stupid person that just happened to be coming home from the supermarket? It was like, yep, don't know.
I think they actually found stupid people, yeah.
They actually did? Okay, that's fair. I can appreciate that.
Stupid people everywhere.
I think Billy Eichner's show, Billy on the Street, is a very good rendition of that. He has some good ones. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
I've never seen that show.
I highly suggest you watch it. He's a good actor, too. He's funny.
Maybe
he's got some good stuff.
Maybe we can start doing Brandon on the Street.
Brandon on the Street.
I don't know if we do the radio show frequently enough to do that.
We do like a cash cab segment where we become Uber drivers. And we just drive around and we ask people trivia questions.
Ryan, that's a lot of work.
You know we have Adam's van? Adam's van is huge. We can fit so many people in there. I told him we should start Ubering for Kappa. You could pile like 30 of them in there.
Yeah, I should have.
For Kappa?
Yeah, just Uber for Kappa. Don't...
Just for Kappa.
It is really hot in here, Ryan.
I know. I had to put my shirt back on.
Well, you used to be able to open that window before.
I feel like I'm in a prison in this radio show. They really don't get much following, do they?
It's always so warm down here. It's nice normally during the winter, but right now it's a warm day, so it's not really helping.
God, I don't know. I never think it's nice to be really warm during the winter, because then you're just like wearing like heavy clothes and then you're sweating.
Yeah, that's true.
No, the worst is when you're like you're fine outside and you're kind of cold, and you sit down in class, you have to take off like 30 layers because you're sweating. You just can't handle it.
Ooh, it's like sticky stuff on this.
Cranberry juice cocktail. Who's your favorite artist?
Like musical artist or like painting artist?
No, I think it's very hard to name one from my own personal perspective.
Yeah, I don't think I can name one. Well, because I'd listen to a lot of different genres of music.
What's your favorite genre of music then?
I can't even.
What were you listening to this morning?
I was listening to a new Billie Eilish album.
I don't know how that is. Is
he
good?
She?
Oh! Yeah.
Oh! Yes. Oh.
Billie?
Like Billie Jean?
Oh.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Bill Potts? Bill Piper?
It's spelled B-I-L-L-I-E.
And pronounced Bill?
Billy. B-I-L-L-I-E.
Billy.
She's like 17 and she's pretty talented, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
17.
I think she's from Australia.
You know what I was doing when I was 17? Me neither.
Banging girls in the back of the shag wagon?
Golfing really badly?
Was 17? No, actually.
Golfing well?
Playing well, then, yeah.
It's gone downhill from there.
Picking up women in your shag wagon after golfing?
No. Actually, my golf game has gotten better over time. It's just that we play harder courses and I play less frequently now. But I definitely am better than when I came into college, which is good.
What's the best part of your game?
Used to be short game, not so much anymore.
What, because the other games got better, or just...
No, I just don't practice it enough anymore.
Gotcha.
Right now, putting's actually really good. So it's still... I guess it is still short game, but it fluctuates.
What is short game, like chipping, getting out of bunkers and stuff?
Yep, chipping and putting.
Gotcha.
All short shots.
I'm pretty
Kristen
bad at all
Kristen says
golf.
She loves Billie Eilish.
Oh, we have a listener.
Maybe she'd like to call in and provide more information on her.
Well, if she does it, don't have to force her.
We could
play a song if we want.
We could play a song. We could have a listener call in for a song request if they wanted to.
The phone number to call in is 610-330-5316.
I did hear a certain individual on our way to Chick-fil-A the other day. He described if he were to be forced to listen to two songs on loop for the rest of his life, he said he would listen to Every Time by Boy Pablo, and I forget what the other song by Boy Pablo was.
I think I can name this person without even having been there, but I won't.
I don't know what's selling out here. If I were to listen to two songs on loop for the rest of my life, it'd probably be We Didn't Start the Fire and
I think you'd go absolutely crazy. I think We Didn't Start the Fire is one of those songs after the third time through it just comes white noise.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know, I memorized that whole thing and used it to do a...
I was like, what was
playing it helped out a lot when I was taking American History sophomore year. Had that whole song memorized.
What song?
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Damn.
Oh, actually, I would like to make a substitute. I will take out Nostalgia by Yanni, and I will put in All Night Long by Lionel Richie.
Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know, those two songs don't really go very well together, so I'll alternate between, like, very chill mood and a very hyper mood for every 4 minutes.
Well, does it go back and forth, or can you just do you have to play one song? It's like you only have two songs in your library.
It goes back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. What would you go with?
I think I do My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. Okay. And then I'm currently finding my second song. I think Ventura Highway by Ventura. America is a very good song.
What's that other? What's the one song that you really like? The Monroes.
Oh. What Do All the People Know? That's a really good song, too. I might substitute in. That's a high third choice. Might even take over My Own Worst Enemy. It's a great song.
Wow. Play a game of Would You Rather, and we'll guess if you're a boob guy or a butt guy.
No.
First question. Would you rather have a girl with nice boobs or a girl with a nice butt?
Is that the entire quiz?
Is it one question?
No. Would you rather have a job you love where you work 8 hours a day or a job you hate where you work six
There's
hours a day?
There's absolutely no correlation in this whatsoever. This is always the first question, and then it switched.
You guys are probably the same.
All right.
It's probably opposite.
All right. Yeah. Who wants to do it?
I'm not doing it. I refuse to ask that.
Aiden?
And answer.
Sure.
All right.
Oh my God.
Would you rather have a job you love where you work 8 hours a day?
Well, what was my answer for the first question?
This is the first question.
Oh, I thought...
Wait.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see.
So, work 8 hours a day, a job you love, or a job you hate where you work 6 hours a day if the pay was equal?
Job I like, 8 hours.
Definitely. Easy. Oh.
Would you rather live without the internet or your phone?
I say phone.
Yeah, wait, without your phone, because then you could still have, like,
your computer
internet. Because if you don't have internet, then you can't use internet on your phone.
Exactly.
And it deletes most of the purpose of your phone.
Also, your phone's so distracting. I feel like that's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
You feel so much better about stuff.
I don't mind getting rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
would you rather go without love or sex for the rest of your life?
That's tough.
That's deep.
Define sex.
I don't think we can do that on the air, Joe.
Okay. I'd say you gotta have love. I'd say that's so much better long run. Because, I mean, once you turn, like, 60, you're without sex anyway. Right?
Maybe even before then.
Maybe even before then. So I think love's the best way to go if you're going long term.
I think I'm gonna have to agree with Joe.
Would you rather be rich and alone or poor and with your soulmate?
To really get into it here.
Well, yeah, really.
If you're poor with your soulmate, I mean, stuff can hit the fan real quick, depending on your situation. So.
Or at least you always have your money.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to say rich.
I'm going to say rich, too.
How poor are we talking?
Because then you could just... Poor.
How rich are we talking?
Rich.
Yeah.
Would you rather be on a dating show or a reality show? Sort of, yeah. I'm saying, like,
The
Bachelor.
Reality shows like Survivor or like...
What's a dating show? Like, where I just say my contestant for one
Temptation
day?
Island or like The Bachelor.
Yeah, but those are like a mix of both.
Yeah, those are...
I would say a reality show, though. But no one needs a dating show.
There's would you rather get cheated on 100 times and not know, or once and find out immediately?
It's, I think, the second option.
Once, yeah.
I don't know, how it could happen 100 times without you knowing.
Yeah.
Is this still for the same question that you submitted earlier about what this quiz is about?
Yep.
Are you telling me there's a correlation?
This is the seventh question.
How many questions are there?
I don't know.
45.
Holy cow.
Well, then skip the ones that are terrible and just go for the good ones, but don't go for any ones that are weird.
There are 30.
Okay.
We're at number 7.
I mean, we're only at 12:30, so.
Yeah, we got time.
We'll go through these quick, but.
Would you rather never play for a championship team or be the star of a losing team?
Wait, that's the same thing.
Wait, yeah, say that again?
Would you rather play for a championship team or be the star on a losing team?
No. Championship team.
Would you rather be Brian Scalabrine or Lafayette Football?
Would you rather have your best friend tell you the truth and hurt your feelings or lie and tell you what you want to hear? What?
Well, it depends on the situation, but I'm guessing first option, depending on how serious it is.
Yeah.
Would you rather get cash for gifts, cash or gifts for your birthday?
Ooh, well, I'm a big cash guy.
Although it depends on how thoughtful the gifts are, though.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it depends who they're from, too.
Yeah, exactly.
With cash, you can buy a really thoughtful gift, though.
Yeah, but if it's cash, sometimes they don't spend as much on it, then, if it's a really thoughtful gift.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it depends on the gift and who the gift is from. If it's from your Aunt Sal, you probably want cash.
Instead of those socks.
Yeah.
I'll say cash.
I'm going to say cash.
You say cash. Would you rather have more time or more money?
Well, time is money, therefore time.
But money is also time.
I don't know if it goes both ways.
You can't buy time. I would go time.
I think time is money.
Yeah. Indeed.
Would you rather lose your sight or your hearing?
Hearing. Probably.
Yeah, because you can always learn sign language, but you can't. I don't want to learn Braille.
Oh, this is. I saw this thing the other day about mechanical engineering students from MIT. They made gloves that you wear, and when you do sign language, there's like a speaker, and it says what you're.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's really cool. Would you rather say everything you're thinking or lose the ability to speak?
Say everything you're thinking.
I don't think about much.
Wait, does that mean that you can't...
Yeah, but like all your subconscious thoughts are out loud then, essentially.
Like how loud are they? Am I screaming it from the mountaintops or just like people with
them? Audible. Like just like talking voice.
I wouldn't want to never talk again. I'd rather just say...
But
on the other hand, you're talking constantly.
And then nobody would ever like you.
Yeah.
That is true.
That is a good point. Alright.
What do you go with?
You're right.
That's a good point. That's actually a very good point.
I'm going to say the silent one.
You're like all the way up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay. Yes. I just noticed it's low on the bar.
It is very low, but you're all the way up.
How about now?
Is this even working?
Yeah, it's working, but you're just quiet.
It's probably unidirectional.
Yeah, probably.
Would you rather read a great book or see a great movie?
Movie.
Would you rather be popular or smart?
Smart.
Test. Brandon, this microphone is so low.
Here, switch them.
Would you rather stop a world war or end world hunger?
End world hunger.
World hunger.
No more wars, maybe.
Would you rather be a kid or an adult for the rest of your life?
Kid.
What age?
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, it really depends on the age.
I'll say, like, 8 and, like, 35.
35.
Can I be 8, but my parents let me buy an Xbox?
Would you rather eat live bugs or a live snake?
Bugs.
Bugs. I've already done
bugs.
I don't know how you'd eat a snake without chopping it up anyway and then it's dead.
Oh, yeah, they're both alive. Okay.
Would you rather be stuck on an island by yourself or with someone who can't stop talking?
Someone who can't stop talking. Yeah.
That's tough.
By myself.
Would you rather die of old age before or after your spouse does?
I would feel bad if I died before, but it would be easier on me.
I'd say after.
I'd say before.
Ooh. Would you rather have no dogs or 10 dogs?
No dogs. 10 dogs is so much work.
Yeah, I'd say no dogs.
I agree. 10 dogs is, no dogs.
Even one dog is a lot.
Would you rather be handsome and overweight or have a great body and an ugly face?
Wow.
I mean, I don't know.
How overweight?
How handsome?
I don't know.
Yeah, define overweight.
Well, overweight's not obese.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, first stage.
And a question, when this overweight thing, can you change that or are you constantly overweight?
You're constantly overweight.
Ugh.
That's tough.
I mean, is the dad bod in? Is that? Yeah. I think that's just the question.
I think it depends on what age.
I think everyone's heading to the dad bod eventually.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think we're gonna have to go with the handsome.
I think handsome is much better, definitely.
I think I would. Well, if we're assuming slightly overweight, then sure, handsome. But
well, then how bad's the face?
If we're assuming, well, I don't know, but I mean, well, you just deal with it, and like people would still be friends with you. But at least you'd feel good about yourself in terms of, like, I wouldn't be tubby.
This next one's pretty good. Would you rather have the good news or the bad news first?
Bad news first.
Bad news.
Bad news? Really?
Yeah, I think I would too.
I think I'd be too depressed to enjoy the good news.
Yeah, but if somebody tells you you have good news and bad news and they tell you the good news first, you're too worried about the bad news.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather be way too early or way too late?
Early.
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 Easy.
That's basically what an airport is.
Would you rather have great wealth or great health?
Health.
Can I pay for my health with wealth?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, oh, okay, fine. Wealth.
Wealth, yeah.
Good loophole.
Would you rather have a hard time sleeping at night or a hard time getting up in the morning?
Sleeping.
I would rather have a hard time getting up in the morning.
Yes, I concur.
Yeah.
Because I do have a hard time falling asleep at night.
Yeah, but see, I'm thinking if you don't have a hard time getting up in the morning, that means you're not tired. So even though you don't sleep, as long as you're not tired.
That just means I can stay up later and play games.
Would you rather have a lot of okay friends or one great friend?
One great friend.
One great one.
Yep.
Would you rather have a job? Would you rather have job security and low pay or high pay and no security?
High pay, no security.
Yeah, I'd probably lean towards that as well, because if you're having a high-paying job, you are probably doing an important job that you could find elsewhere.
And you can get another job,
yeah. Would you rather have a child at 16 or 50?
50?
I guess so, yeah.
50, yeah.
Because you lose out in a lot of years if you have a child.
Your wife can be, like, 27.
Would you rather be gossiped about or ignored?
Say that again?
Would you rather be gossiped about or ignored?
Gossiped about.
I think gossip is negative, though.
Yeah, but ignored is...
It means you're interesting.
Yeah. Whereas if you're ignored, nobody cares at all.
Would you rather write a novel or a song?
A song.
Definitely. I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It says Aiden. Drumroll. This is the last question.
What?
Aiden, you are a butt guy.
I think it says a lot about you, Aiden.
Do you want me to read the? I'm gonna read the thing.
Yep,
you're all about the junk in the trunk. When it comes to butts, you just can't stop thinking about them. Sure, sometimes
good
you might.
Your thoughts aren't out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, sometimes you might pretend that you get into other parts of a woman's body.
What?
But only because you feel such a shame. Don't be ashamed. You are a butt guy. Scream it from the rooftops. Be proud.
Okay.
Quality stuff.
Yeah, strange.
What was the website? Was that like BuzzFeed?
ZooQuizzes.com.
Interesting.
Block that.
I had a lot of good questions, honestly.
There were some good. There were some good.
They had nothing to do with the end result, but they were all good questions.
Well, I mean, that's the idea. Like, you wouldn't want a quiz about that would be pretty straightforward.
Interesting.
Yeah, I liked that quiz. I'm gonna have to use some of those topics for other people too.
They were good questions.
Yeah, those are good discussion questions. Those are good pillow talking questions.
Oh,
wow.
Well.
Oh. You know, if you got the late night hour on the show, you could do a pillow talk radio.
Oh my God!
Can you imagine
for
that
for everybody to hear?
And they just call in, and people just vent.
People give their opinions on your problems.
This one's not very good.
It's not good. There's some hepatitis.
The hepatitis one?
Right.
Let's see. What's hepatitis one? Which one? B, C?
Oh, again, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio Show, Easton, Pennsylvania. Who?
I don't know if I like these, though, because you need, like, I like the dialogue ones. And I hate to talk about the meat thermometer again. Let's just sell our own product right now.
Are there any more over there?
Oh.
Anywhere?
I'm going to Google public service announcements.
Yeah, we should actually get... We should try and get sponsored by somebody, like, really random. Like, just some random little place in Easton. Brandon and I were kind of sponsored by One Center Square at one point when they gave us the...
Yes, you were.
...the tickets.
I think that's when you peaked as a show.
Yeah, that definitely was.
All right. Burn Wise campaign. Change the light, change the world. Radon. School indoor air quality.
Radon's always a good one.
Radon.
Love me some radon.
Radon's always a good one.
What a claim.
It really gets the people going.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we live in the worst place for naturally occurring radon in the country.
Should I feel threatened?
When my parents were selling their house, they had to get some guy to come in and like fix the radon thing. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, we're in like the ultra red area. Oh, geez. I at home live in an orange area, so.
Where'd your parents move to, Aiden?
Only like 20 minutes away.
Okay.
Oh.
They were just downsizing mostly. They weren't really like moving.
Nice.
Good old Lafayette tuition.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you find an apartment yet, Aiden?
No, I hadn't really looked.
Looking? Yeah,
I'm going to do that like this weekend, hopefully.
I know. I've like briefly looked, but not really.
Where's your job?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see where Fredericksburg is on the...
We can check out the radon.
Yeah, let me know.
Fredericksburg. Oh, it's looking like yellow.
Oh, not too bad.
What's the range of colors? What's bad?
Red, yellow.
Red, yellow, orange.
Is there any...
So orange
Fredericksburg,
is not
okay. Fredericksburg is literally in... Oh, actually, it's in red.
What?
But no, literally, look, okay, so look at this map.
It's literally...
Or maybe it's yellow. There's all three. All
right, so when I pick my apartment, I'll pick it based on that yellow circle.
Only based on radon, yeah. I chose a house an hour and a half further, but it has low radon.
It correlates to a longer lifespan.
Is there any green regions? Or
no, yellow is the best you can do.
Oh.
That's why is Iowa bright red?
What happened in Iowa?
I don't know.
There's a lot of cornfields and maybe the chemicals.
Look at North Dakota.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What is radon?
I was gonna say the same thing because there's not.
What is radon?
Just some areas, like
radon? Brandon. What is radon? Look it up.
Radon is radioactive material, right? But
why is it the raid?
It's an element. It's a noble gas.
Is it bad for you or good?
It's radioactive.
I think most noble gases.
It causes cancer.
Okay, but what is it from?
Well, if it's a noble
radioactive
gas.
Radioactive decay change through which thorium and uranium slowly decay into lead and various other short-lived radioactive elements. Radon itself is the immediate decay product of radium.
Ah!
There you go.
Is that short-lived as well, or no?
Where does this radium come from? Is it, like, industries and, like, factories and stuff?
I think it's, like, in the ground.
So just naturally occurring in the ground.
So being exposed to radon for a long period of time can lead to lung cancer.
Oh my god. We're in big trouble.
I mean, it's not as bad as smoking cigarettes, though.
Oh, well then we're fine. Smoking cigarettes is like horrible for you, though. Yeah,
I don't know how bad juuling is.
It's the same. So apparently one Juul pod is the same as a pack of cigarettes.
It's not. It has the same amount of nicotine, but it doesn't have the same amount of other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because I think smoking, like, in terms of causing cancer, is more about having, like, ash in your lungs.
Well, there's so much radon, like tar. There's, like, tar in there, yeah.
Yeah. That's why, like, smoking weed is so much better than smoking cigarettes, because, A, you don't do it as long, and, B, it's, like, just plant.
Just plant.
Instead of plant plus chemicals. It's also why smoking cigars is
better,
because it's just tobacco.
Or rolling your own cigarettes, as they do in Germany.
What about it?
They actually, like, you go buy, like, bags of tobacco and roll it.
Yeah, do you buy the filters, too, and everything else? I remember seeing, like, finding those filters all the time.
Fucking tar in there, too.
Yeah. Just go to your local construction site. What are you looking at?
I don't know. It wasn't just, like, construction people. It was, like, everybody, though.
Well, I meant go to pick up some tar.
Oh. Stereotypes about smoking are just pervasive.
Important message.
The worst was those aggressive pictures on the tobacco in Germany.
Yeah. I didn't want to see that. I already won't smoke. You got me.
Yeah.
You won.
But then they also had, like, I saw a lady with, like, a little pouch, and, like, the bag was, like, in the pouch, so she couldn't even see the outside of the packaging. The disgusting picture.
Oh, also, we should probably advertise this concert that's happening tonight through WJRH, actually. It is... Let's see. Oh, did I delete it? Bummer. I did delete it.
Well, good advertising.
Check your email. Well, I just saw they sent a follow-up email that has a little bit about it. Apparently, the band is called the Dolly Spartans, and it is at 634 Parsons Street in the basement tonight.
Interesting.
Yes. I don't know. I think... Can we play... Are they on Spotify, Brandon?
No, it's like, up. I think it's like a group on campus.
What's their name?
They're called the Dolly Spartans.
I do not have.
Oh, they are.
They are on Spotify. Okay. Are the songs clean?
They're all clean.
Okay, let's play their number one song. Actually, I'm curious. We can still talk over it, but I just want to hear what it is.
Well, you can't hear it in us.
Played my part, wasted your time, broke your defenses. You
We're back on air.
So much lower outside. But yeah, but then it's hard to translate and move into the city or something like that. Like, you're kind of stuck there. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Special shout out to the Lafayette softball team. They were going to be playing West Point Army this weekend.
Nice. Very nice.
Home.
No, it is away.
They're currently, what's their current record? 2-20-1 with Big Tie last week.
Actually, I don't know. It says versus Army West Point, but then these ones say like at Bucknell. So maybe it is home.
Yeah, it is home. It is home. If it doesn't have the at symbol, it's at home.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Metzger Fields.
It's probably all Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday.
Right, okay.
That's so aggressive that they do 3-game series.
Oh, yeah. It's such a huge toll.
That's a lot of
them. And they play, like, baseball, too. Baseball, for sure. Probably softball, too. But they go through graduation.
Oh, really? Do they play 9 innings?
Yeah.
9-inning games.
We saw a softball game last weekend, Aiden, and it was only, like, 2 hours. It was a really quick game. Transitions between innings was so fast. Like, you know, when you go out and you throw your warm-up pitches, they would just chuck, like, 5 pitches, and then the batter would be in already. It was really quick. Whereas baseball games are 3 hours. Every single time.
I don't know. I was watching the Indians opener. I watched the first 4 innings. And the first 4 innings took half an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Granted, it was insane. Not even strikeouts, just a lot of really quick at-bats. Like, I think through the Indians pitcher, Corey Kluber, through the first 2 innings, threw a total of 12 pitches.
Jeez.
Wow. That's when you... As the manager of the team batting, you say, you better take a couple of pitches here.
On the other hand, Chris Sale gave up like 7 runs, like 3 home runs, despite how dominant he was.
You see the Dodgers had 8 home runs yesterday?
Really? I did not. The
Phillies had 2 and a grand slam.
And the grand slam. Harper was 0-for-3. He had a walk, but he also had 2 strikeouts.
He also got a run, though.
Did he?
I don't know. My pitcher's duel is pretty.
Oh, okay.
They walked Harper, and then Hoskins hit a grand slam immediately after.
They had the crowd seemed really into it.
Yeah.
The crowd was apparently booing Bryce Harper for striking out, it says.
Yeah. I think probably the last at bat. Typical Philly.
I mean, what does he cost? $330 million or something like that?
Yep, $30 million a year.
Easy.
Yeah, I saw like a post on Twitter. It was like, if you didn't expect the Philly fans to boo Bryce Harper for striking out, then you're not really from Philly.
Yeah.
He'll be fine, though.
Yeah.
That would have been cool if he had a good first game for him personally, but I think he's a confident enough guy that it won't bother him at all.
Well, at least he'll be a rich enough guy.
How are the Mariners already 3-0?
Wait.
Because they played... Well, I know that they played a game in Japan.
Is that why they played in Japan?
But I didn't know that was an official game. I thought that was still spring training.
No, that's it.
So somebody else has played 3 games, too.
Yeah.
Unless they played a doubleheader.
The Oakland Athletics.
Wait a minute. Yeah, someone else would have to have played 3 games.
Yeah.
Because they need someone to beat
right.
3 times. Or lose to, or play.
I watched a quick clip of Ichiro retiring, and they took him out of the game early. And the announcers were like, oh, you know, like, this is such a huge moment. And then they were like, I think the crowd doesn't really understand what's happening right now, because he was trotting off the field like nobody was clapping. It was actually just kind of awkward. But
who? Ichiro?
Ichiro, yeah.
When they take him off, like, was he just playing in the outfield?
Yeah, and they take it.
He just all of a sudden walked over?
Yeah, they replaced him for, like, a curtain call, just, like, give him that ovation. And then the crowd did not realize what was happening until he was in the infield already.
Was
it
in Japan?
Yeah.
Damn.
They played in Japan.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Are we on? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure you're allowed to say the B word as well.
The B word?
They say it on television.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bumblebee. Breakfast. Birthday.
Banana.
Birch tree.
Browser.
Barracuda.
Ooh. Beach.
Beach. And I don't think it's any closer than that.
Bumper.
I think birch and beach, really close. But it doesn't get much closer.
Bababooey.
Well,
it's been really fun. I hoped you like it too. It seems like we've just begun when suddenly we're through.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick show. But
Bear in the Big Blue House? Question mark.
What is that?
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
What was?
Apparently that was a line from Bear in the Big Blue House.
Well, now we have to watch it.
All right. We'll do that quick, and then we'll sign
I've up. Seen one episode, and, like, parts of it, and I didn't think it was that great. It was like, it's an off-brand Barney.
Yeah, kind
of. Whoa.
A bear in a big blue house.
All right, well, yeah, now we're going to watch it.
I know the moon talks.
Lighting up the sky.
Luna, do you have time to sing a goodbye song before you go?
Always Bear.
Hey, this was really fun.
We hope you liked it too.
Seems like we've just begun when suddenly we're through. Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. 'Cause now it's time to go. But hey, I say, well, that's okay.
'Cause we'll see you very soon, I know.
Very soon, I know. Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And tomorrow, just like today. The moon, the bear, and the big blue house will be waiting for you to come and play. Come and play, come and play. Bye now.
All right.
That's okay. Terrible.
And with that, thank you for listening to Sunglasses After Classes with DJ Rybands and the Aviator and special guest stars, Aiden Strawberry
Cranberry
Cocktail Juice Sheehan and Joe Tequila Sunrise Sensi. Maybe next week if we have the show again, we will bring in some special guests. Maybe one day we can just pack this room and have like 15, 16 people talking over each other. But that'd be interesting. Then definitely nobody would listen.
Yeah.
But again,
all be here.
Yeah, exactly. But again, thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed our show, and we will see you next week.